From Tidbits on February 24th, 2014. This is Apple Updates iOS and Apple TV to Fix Critical SSL Security Bug by Josh Centers. Apple has released iOS 7.0.6, iOS 6.1.6, and Apple TV 6.0.2, which you should update to immediately, as they fix a critical SSL/TLS vulnerability that could make it possible for your online accounts and financial information to be compromised. On iOS, you can download the updates in Settings, General, Software Update, or Update through iTunes. On the Apple TV, download the update in Settings, General, Software Updates, Update Software. The vulnerability also affects Mac OS X, which remains unpatched as of this writing, but Apple promises a fix, quote, very soon, likely in OS 10.9.2. In the meantime, we recommend avoiding the Safari web browser, and instead using Google Chrome or Firefox, which are unaffected by the bug. You can check whether your browser is vulnerable by visiting this test site. Other Mac apps remain vulnerable until a general fix is released, and if possible, it would be best to avoid unsecured public Wi-Fi networks as well, though the likelihood of significant exploits that take advantage of this vulnerability becoming widespread before Apple releases a fix are low. The problem in SSL/TLS revolves around Apple's code not checking signatures in TLS server key exchange messages, which could allow an attacker to use a man-in-the-middle attack to spoof an SSL server. Security analysts have determined that the vulnerability was caused by a misplaced go-to-fail line in the operating system source code. Developer Jeffrey Grossman has confirmed that the vulnerability began in iOS 6.0, but did not exist in iOS 5.1.1, giving it a nearly 18-month history. John Gruber of Daring Fireball cross-referenced the release date of iOS 6.0 to September 24, 2012, with a leaked PowerPoint deck on the NSA's PRISM program, which states that Apple was added to the program in October of 2012. While Gruber says that the proximity between these dates is most likely a coincidence, the NSA has been known to subvert the effectiveness of online security. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, Aspire Media, and Page Zero Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.